Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, the World Economic Forum has been taking place in Davos, Switzerland this past week. If you don't know, there are minus temperatures to contend with, freezing cold conditions, built in the small town within the Alps. But this is where global leaders have converged time and again for ongoing critical conversations that really do shape the world. We're going to have a twofold conversation to give us some perspective on some of the major developments and outcomes from there, especially when it comes to Team South Africa's messaging. To give us a wrap first, we're joined by Fifi Peters, senior anchor and a producer at CNBC Africa, to give us some perspective on the outcomes so far. Fifi, welcome to the show. I'm hoping that you're wrapped up and keeping warm as you're speaking to us tonight.
So you know what? You would be surprised that the temperatures are not actually as cold as you remember. And in fact, it has been quite a talking point here at Davos for most people. Like myself, who have been here, it's almost a week now. We arrived on Saturday as the team. I can tell you, Gugu, that today, for about 5 seconds, or not exactly 5 seconds, the point I'm trying to make is for not a very long time, there was snow. Today, for the first time in five days, it was actually snowing. Yeah, and you know what? So if we actually put this into context, it is not too surprising because in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, you'll remember we have been talking about the fact that the world, the earth is getting warmer. Mm-hmm. And for the past 2 years, we have been striking record temperatures. In fact, in last year, the earth warmed up to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And we know that this is very, very dangerous. This is, in fact, a target that we shouldn't be going over. But the climate has certainly changed. I think we'll get into a little bit more about that as you talk to me, as you were asking me about some of the key topics and the key conversations here. But Davos is not what it used to be, in a nutshell.
Oh, tell us more. Outside of the weather, one would assume that it's, again, great displays from various nations across the world to basically say, hey, we're here and we're open for business. And maybe this helps position how South Africa's been positioned as Team South Africa, but even how some of our global counterparts have been interacting at WEF this year.
Absolutely. You know, so you have said and you introduced the conference quite nicely in terms of, I mean, it is where world leaders from business, from government, from academia descend on the Swiss Alps every year to essentially set their agenda for the year and agree on items, key items that they'll be working on and targeting for the year. And a big theme of Davos in the most recent while has been collaboration. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a understanding and appreciation that everything that needs to be done collectively. And I'm sure you will have had conversations this week about how there is a risk right now, particularly for the next 4 years, as it were, as a result of events that took place on the 20th of January, that there could be increased polarization and increased divisions within country, within continents, within regions. But nonetheless, Trump, which is what I'm making reference to, has been a big talking point in all conversations that have been taking place at the World Economic Forum. I mean, this year we were talking about, the theme of Davos was the collaboration in the intelligent era, but there again, Trump was at the core of what that could potentially mean. I just saw a flash actually coming through my phone from one of the news networks that I follow that U.S. President Donald Trump, to me, is delivering a virtual address right now at Davos. And one of the themes that, or one of the urges he's made to OPEC, specifically the oil cartel, is lower oil prices. Ooh. And we do know that, oil and Trump's a push for a greater oil production. It's kind of in contravention to the climate targets that the rest of the world is trying to achieve. Mm. But nonetheless, you asked me about Team South Africa's message. And before you went to your break, you were speaking about exactly what we came here to tell the world. Yes. I must say that this is the first time in Davos that an African head of state, which was President Cyril Ramaphosa, was given the opportunity to deliver a special address. It seems like it is a big thing. And I imagine that it's not every president, be it a president from Africa or be it a president from Europe, that gets given such a platform. But the reason why President Cyril Ramaphosa was given the honor at this time around to address international leaders was because of the G20 presidency that South Africa currently holds, and because of the G20 meetings that we will be hosting in November, the main meeting that is. So the world wanted to understand exactly what South Africa's priorities for G20 was. President Cyril Ramaphosa, I believe he should be home right now because he left yesterday, last night, mm-hmm. after having spoken to the media and after having told us that he believes that it was a successful Davos for South Africa. He said that there was great reception to the South Africa story, great reception to the seemingly stable political environment under the government of new national unity, and great appetite to participate with South Africa and the rest of the continent in the lead up to the G20 meetings. He said it's a success, and I can say similar sentiments have been echoed by a lot of the business leaders, the top companies from South Africa, the JC companies that you talk to on Kaibiz on a daily basis, to say that we possibly did good right now, but the proof will be in the pudding as to whether we implement a lot of the targets that we have set for ourselves.
Exactly. And I think this is so pertinent, right, Fifi, because it's always wonderful when we do see this heightened level of collaboration that does take place between business, government and civil society on a global stage. And the truth is, it's necessary. It's what we want. But we also wanted to reflect back on the ground. In a moment, we will be speaking to a representative from Investec, but I'm just keen to get your takeaways as my colleague and friend in the industry who often speaks to business leaders as well. What's the sentiment like when it comes to business specifically, who for the last few years have really had to continue to carry major investments in South Africa despite the environment not always being very favorable?
You know, so you'll remember that the collaboration between a business and a government actually started when the environment wasn't that favorable. This collaboration under Operation Vulindlela and the National Crisis Committee that they forged to fix areas in crime, to fix areas in corruption, to fix areas in logistics and also in energy. One can say that a lot more work needs to be done regarding crime and logistics and corruption to a large degree. But we have seen a lot of work being done through the partnership and collaboration between business and government in energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I asked this question to business the other day to say, how many of us actually remember how long it's been since we have had load shedding? And at the initial take, a lot of people didn't know. But obviously now Eskom has done a bit of a better job in reporting that it's been 300 days. So essentially, it's almost a year since we have not had load shedding. I know that there's risks that it could be coming back, but certainly it's not going to be coming back to the same degree. I attended the World Economic Forum this time last year before our elections, when there was a lot of uncertainty about our politics, a lot of uncertainty about where our economy was going, and business confidence was on its knees. I can tell you that this time around, Google, the sentiment is completely different. There is an excitement. I mean, you see the CEOs of Naspers, you see the CEOs of APSA, of Investec. You said you've got an Investec representative that you're going to be speaking with. Yes. I saw Kumesh a little earlier, the CEO, proudly wearing their South African flags and really talking up South Africa's book to say that the tide has potentially changed. We are at a pivotal point in our journey right now. And the next chapter, we've got a whole lot of things going for us. It's just about us sustaining the momentum, and it's just about us sticking to the targets that we said we were going to implement when it comes to growth, when it comes to reforming other areas of the economy that still needs to be reformed, when it comes to creating jobs, not only for young people, but creating jobs for those who are able to comfortably enjoy this digital era that we're in, such that no one is left behind.
Yep.
It's just about implementation right now. But there is a sense that this time it could be different, because truth be told, there's just too much at stake to drop the ball right now.
Exactly. Too much at stake. We really need to keep going. So refreshing to see those South African flags as well on social media and the various posts and conversations that you've been moderating, the interviews that you've been participating in, and of course, flying South Africa's flag really high. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Fifi. Make sure you get some rest.
Thank you, my friend.
It's been a crazy week for you, but immensely proud of you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's award-winning financial journalist and senior anchor at CNBC Africa, Fifi Peters, who's been on the sidelines reporting on the World Economic Forum and a plethora of conversations, interviews, themes, concepts that she's had to distill with many South African leaders. Speaking of South African leaders, we speak to one right now, head of business transactional banking at Investec, Diren Mansingh, who is also part of the South African business delegation that has been flying our flag high, but also engaging in critical conversations at the World Economic Forum. Diren, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gugu. It's good to be here.
Fantastic. As my colleague Fifi mentioned a moment ago, there's just been this renewed level of optimism and confidence that's been displayed by Team SA and business in Davos. Do you share the same sentiments? And what's been a major highlight for you, given the engagements you've had?
Certainly. I mean, look, as Fifi started first with the weather, maybe I will as well.
Sure.
I'm feeling a lot colder than Fifi suggested she's feeling, because it's my first time at Davos. I'm finding it bitterly cold, but the atmosphere here is great. There's a lot of positivity in the room. Yes, some uncertainty created by the Trump inauguration and the policies that he may outline, but still a lot of positivity and a can-do attitude. With regard to the South African story, certainly a very positive one. I think Team South Africa, led by our President Cyril Ramaphosa, has done a fantastic job in utilizing the platform that we've been given. And as Fifi has mentioned, this is not a platform given to every country and every leader.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for us to use this platform well. And I think, having come from a background where we have cut load shedding, we don't have load shedding anymore, as Fifi mentioned, for 300 days, that's a positive and that's a win for South Africa. And it's a good base from which to showcase the country. The other one is the fact that we've had a successful election not too long ago.
Yes.
And we've been able to form a government of national unity in just 30 days. This is something unheard of. In fact, developed countries have been struggling with this and are taking longer than a year to
Germany
do something
and
like
France.
This. So,
true.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a very compelling political narrative, something that we have accomplished. And that puts us in good stead from which to showcase our story. So there's a lot of positivity here, Gugu, and it's really good to see. And this is shared by the private sector in South Africa as well, Business South Africa, which is certainly shared by
100%. Diren, what I'm also intrigued by, as a financial services institution and bank in South Africa and the UK, as Investec, you certainly have your finger on the pulse when it comes to artificial intelligence as well as digital solutions that make banking and financial services so much easier. How have you, I guess, what are your observations on the themes and conversations around AI and digital transformation? And most importantly, how are you bringing this back home to us as South Africans to have an impact on our banking environment and experience?
Well, it's a great question, Guru. I mean, Fifi mentioned earlier that the theme for this year's Davos was collaboration for the intelligent age. And the intelligent age was really a reference to artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And in particular as well, agentic artificial intelligence, which really means artificial intelligence at making decisions autonomously and independently given the data that they have. There have been several sessions on artificial intelligence here at Davos over the last 4 days, and there are still further tomorrow as well. So there's a lot of hype. There has been significant amount of investments globally, $200 billion a year, and it's expected to be close to $1 trillion over the next few years. What's also expected by some studies is the contribution to GDP in the next 5 years to 2030. Of and this is to global GDP,
mm-hmm.
of close to $20 trillion.
Jeez.
Just to put that in perspective, that is almost the sum of the GDPs of China and India currently.
Mm.
So that sort of illustrates the hype of technology and AI in particular that's happening around the world. And this is also positively affecting many industries, from medical, manufacturing, energy, and there's real life examples of it providing productive solutions currently. Mm-hmm. Now, whether we're at a stage where it's made it a decent return of investments is questionable, but certainly there's a lot of positivity on the whole AI topic. I think the learning, though, coming back, is around the embracing of AI, both in business, mm-hmm. and the public sector.
Yes.
And I think this comes to, is our data integrity at a standard that it needs to be? Are we educating sufficiently all along the spectrum with regard to AI? And I think more investment, both in the private sector and the public sector in South Africa, needs to happen in order to educate on AI. And I think there's a key component, Google, around leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And this is leadership both in the public sector and the private sector. And the key is, do we have the mindset as leaders to be open to embrace AI and technology with the way that we need to do it? If we do not get these three things right, we will fall behind in the AI evolution. And this is something as a country that we just cannot afford to do.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, we certainly can't, Dirin. And it must be quite exciting for yourself and your team to be at the forefront of leading this journey and making it practical for us as South Africans as well. Wrap up, keep warm. And when you return to sunny South Africa, we'll be excited to hear more from you and your team when you get back, Dirin.
Thank you very much, Gugu. Take care.
Thank you. That's Dirin Mangsen, who is the head of business transactional banking at Investec, giving us an overview as a representative of business in South Africa regarding the conversations that have been taking place in a few days and, of course, months to come. We will definitely unpack what all of this means practically for us as South Africans. As we know, Team South Africa and the delegation will return ongoing conversations and a follow through on the connections, investigations, commitments and partnerships that were sought will be reviewed. And from there, we'll also get to understand what does this mean for South Africa. G20 presidency, strong delegation and support that's been offered globally, and of course, increasing the level of investment we need in South Africa. It ultimately does need to translate into three major themes: good and positive economic growth on a sustainable level, increased employment opportunities, and a heightened level of governance that is required, both in the public sector and the private sector, to make sure that once we have a well-oiled machine, growth is certainly the opportunity for us to exploit.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.